Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Baltimore.
The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,236.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
D. Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
I'm out.
In the Men's Room.
On tap today, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack, drunk and a drunk.
All right, here we go as we head to Mexico for some sad news as the coronavirus has killed its own beard. Meanwhile, in Spain, a couple ignores a lockdown to have sex in a photo booth at a train station so they both could be near. Man infiltrates eighth grader's online Zoom class to do his own version of show and tell. Landlord whose idea of making 300 tenants pay the rent does not end well. And a couple gives birth to twins. Names them Corona and COVID.
Damn.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, maybe you've heard about this thing. They call it a COVID-19. It's a virus that's spread around the planet, caused a thing called a global pandemic. Have you heard about this? Well, one of the more almost earthwide rules is being enforced is the stay-at-home order. And sure, it's in the interest of public health, but some people either don't believe it or they don't care. It's hard to know, and it doesn't matter. But we go to Malibu, where a paddleboarder, he was arrested after ignoring lifeguards' orders to get out of the water. But he was arrested for ignoring Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home order. But he got off easy. He only got arrested. In the Philippines, residents are under very strict lockdown orders, but like anyone, there's always a certain percentage of people that violate the order. Well, Philippine President Juan Rodrigo Duterte, he doesn't play that. His order to police, if they see any violators, quote, this is a quote, shoot them dead. Now, here in the States, it seems that the two biggest rules breakers are, for whatever reason, Hobby Lobby, very essential, and certain churches. And it's hard to know if they're defiant or they're stupid, but they're not alone. J-Lo and A-Rod. They went to a public gym in spite of Florida's stay-at-home order and in spite of the sign on the gym that said, we are not open. But they're J-Lo and A-Rod, So they get led to the gym. I know, Ted, you got to stop shaking your head. You're going to hurt yourself. But look, breaking the rules is just what people do. I'm guilty of it, not during this pandemic, but I guarantee I break at least 3 rules a day. Sure, I used to smoke cigarettes in the women's bathroom at my old radio station. You know why? Because I wanted to smoke. I knew the rule was you had to smoke outside. I didn't have time. And here's the thing. When you do it in the women's, they blame the women for 4 months. Great day. When Seriously. Look, I broke the rules. I'm sorry.
See, it's like the 20s. Blame the ladies.
It was not a rule that you go into a woman's bathroom and just hang out.
Well, that, look, I covered the rules as I understood them. I'll tell you more about those story later. It was a great moment. But either way, today, this is just what we want to know, man. You always know someone to break the rules. Maybe you're the person that doesn't. It's basic stuff. So today, we want to know who broke the rules and did they get away with it?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Home with y'all's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,236.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. We are done with guaranteed future repeats for the time being. I don't see us taking a vacation day in probably months, years from now, do you?
It's not a future repeat. Maybe this is a repeat from the future.
Ted, do you have any interest in being back at your apartment for another day? I mean, really, do you? I mean, where are we going to go?
I don't know.
We might as well just come in here and entertain each other and entertain you, and you can entertain us in the meantime.
I mean, honestly, there's nothing else to do.
There isn't. I mean, there's no point taking a day off. I mean, this is actually fun. This is better than being at home. I mean, how much can you clean? How many things can you do?
I have nothing left to clean.
And going, oh, could I do that? And you think to yourself, I would never have that thought for 1 minute.
My
if it wasn't
house,
for the fact that I got nothing to do.
My house has been cleaner in the last 2 weeks than it has ever been. But with that, it also kind of ruins things because you spend all this time, and I mean like the clean that a lot of you are doing, like you're down on the baseboards with bleach kind of thing, right? So you go to bed and there's no better fit. You got fresh sheets, man. The house has been vacuumed. I know this place is like germ free. And by the time I wake up the next morning, my daughter's left a trail of Cheerios where I can just, I can actually just trace where they are to find her to get.
You don't want
to
go and hang out
with her. The dog has ripped apart. They're apparently, what is it, Kong? Are they the people that say, no dog can rip it? Yes, they can. And they do. And I
Your
get
dog
it.
Ripped apart a Kong?
But every Kong I've given the dog, she rips apart.
You're kidding me. That's impressive.
No, it's not. It's annoying. I don't care.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's right. There's nothing indestructible. But anyway, so you clean the house. It's gorgeous. By the time you get up, I mean, it looks like, I don't know. You look like the bottom of a snow globe, but all the snow is on the floor.
In kids' defense, I had some Cheerios.
Yeah.
When I was quarantined. And I don't know how, but they ended up all over my floor, too.
But you live alone.
Right.
First of all, you live alone.
I'm 39. I should be able to get them in my mouth.
I didn't say you weren't a slob. I said you live alone. And when my dog... The whole thing is this. It's probably like when the dog poops in the house. Listen, you can make a mess. Everybody makes a mess. Just clean it up.
Goldfish have a higher percentage of hitting the mouth because it tastes better than Cheerios. I got so bored, I put it...
I disagree.
They were honey nut.
I disagree.
Right. Honey nut.
I find, well,
heart-shaped honey nut.
When the kids were eating goldfish along with, man, there are more goldfish per capita littered around your home, I'm saying, than the Cheerios.
If you have kids. Sure, because it's better food. Either way, man, I put a load of laundry in today, and then I went and I 409'd the inside of my laundry basket. I'm like, what am I doing? Who am I? Am I this bored?
That's right. When we have nothing else to do, we get clean.
I will tell you this, and I forgot to tell you guys, when I was on quarantine, the second day or whatever, when I started feeling better, so I am not a clean person, but I said, you know what? You got to wipe down the counters. I'll clean the whole house. garbage disposal shorted out.
Oh, no. Yeah. So you have no garbage disposal now?
I'm not. No, oh, yeah. Flying free. But well, I was like, did that short out? There's a little puff of smoke.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ted, as we try to help you stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, if you go to mensroomlive.com, there's We're Open Seattle.
Yeah.
Plumbers available, electricians available.
They can hook you up.
If you want a part-time job, you know what I mean, or you need a landscaper, whatever you need.
But there's a difference.
You need takeout food, you need delivery food.
But there's a difference for Ted, see. Now, and here's the dilemma,
plumber right there.
Your garbage disposal goes out. Now, if it's me, I'm calling one of these electricians or plumbers. I don't know who deals with that, but they do. But I own my home. There's nothing worse than spending. And look, electricians and plumbers are worth the money, but they'll even tell you, we're not cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a place that you're renting with no guarantees that you're learning. Like, that's a tough call, man.
Right, I just can't call my maintenance guy because normally he would come down and fix it, but it's not.
You ain't going to see him again.
Nothing's leaking. So they're like, the maintenance guy's not coming in your place.
Right. I had to get some propane, so I go to Home Depot, right? They have two lines out front. They have the I'm just a regular Joe Schmo line, and then they have the I'm a professional
contractor
line. And it's just like going to the airport, right? When you could go to the airport. The people who are first class, the people who are pre-screened, the line is like two people. That's the pro line. The other line is for the rest of the schmucks in there.
Now, let me ask you this.
Back two or three times a day. And I really thought for a minute, could I pull off the look that says that I am a pro contractor? That thought lasted about a half a second, and I got in the long line because I thought there's no way in hell they're going to believe that I'm that guy.
It's because you didn't go prepared.
What do I mean?
Because you didn't go prepared.
Do I need a clipboard?
I bet you when you
coveralls.
Look.
Coveralls.
Coveralls that already have paint on them.
A pencil behind your head.
Having a hard hat. Oh, yeah, one of those thick square ones.
Don't do the hard hat.
You know what I mean?
They don't wear the hard hat at Home Depot.
Why not?
Because that looks stupid.
They're
at Home Depot.
They're not. Yeah.
The same reason football players don't wear their helmet at a press conference.
Oh, so you think that would give me away?
I think, man, the coveralls.
Imagine Russell Wilson walking through the airport with his helmet on.
All right.
And don't wear a shirt with sleeve. Coveralls, a tank top, man, got some paint on there. Have a bandana somewhere. You can be tied around your head. It can be tied in a belt. Look, it doesn't matter, but it's there somewhere.
What about a tape measure on my
head? Yes.
Is there a card? Like, how do they check it?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think there's a card. You're describing it. So I put the tape measure on my hip.
I would have a few tools on me.
Okay.
I think that's important. Because they can tell.
I don't plan on going back.
If you're wearing yoga pants and have your hair in a ponytail, they know you're not a contractor.
Yeah, it seemed mildly annoyed.
Right. Now,
you've been working since 4 a.m.
And time is money.
I can't believe that guy screwed that up.
Well, I know I'm going to end up in a paint store eventually. I know, like, there's a couple essential stores that are open and stores where you can do something at home are open. So I know I'm going to go there within the next 3 or 4 weeks and start painting a cabinet.
That's 3 or 4 weeks?
What do you call the fancy stuff? Oh, yeah. Now I have crown molding.
I don't have that, but yes.
All right, let's see here. As we encourage you to stay home, stay safe, and stay connected, here is the latest real quick. There are now 258,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. There are now 6,605 people who have died in the United States from coronavirus. So far, as of today, 12,600 new cases and 547 deaths have been reported. This is according to Johns Hopkins University. A White House official confirmed reports that it will give rapid COVID-19 screening tests to anyone who now comes in close contact with both President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. The White House has been conducting temperature checks to those close to the president and the vice president since March 14th. It should be noted that worldwide, the pandemic has sickened more than 1 million people across 171 countries. As of this morning, at least 52,000 people around the world have died. Now, locally here in Washington, Governor Jay Inslee announced that he will extend his sweeping statewide stay-at-home order through May the 4th in an attempt to limit the spread of the coronavirus that has killed more than 270 people here in Washington and infected over 6,500. And we leave you with two stories about boats. After the USNS Comfort arrived in New York with great fanfare this week, you saw the big hospital ship.
Yeah.
It's a 1,000-bed ship. So far, only 20 patients have been transferred into that facility.
Well, thank God it's there.
And one more boat news. The Navy removed the captain of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, saying an outbreak of the virus aboard his ship had overwhelmed his ability to act professionally. Just days earlier, Captain Brett Crozier had sent a letter asking for help using an unclassified email system. So they let him go. So there you go on the update as we keep you staying at home, staying healthy and staying connected, and getting on with our question here as we talk a little bit about the coronavirus and how it's affected multiple people. Should we start with J-Lo and A-Rod to keep it light?
Sure.
A-Rod's just easy to dislike.
Well, do you think that A-Rod has ever broken the rules? Or is this the first time he has done this?
Well, for him, probably the first.
Okay, all right. Even though there's a stay-at-home order now in Florida.
Have you guys watched that crazy movie yet? Screwball.
No.
Is that the one where there's those little kids?
Where the little kids are reenacting it? Just the Alex Rodriguez stuff in the Major League. I mean, it is wild.
Yeah. Well, J-Lo and A-Rod were photographed leaving a Miami gym. In some of the pictures, you can even see the sign on the door that says, "This gym is not open. Stay home. Stay safe." Obviously, they made an exception for J-Lo and A-Rod. And
they like people that start their names with just a single letter.
Could they just not be J-Rod now or A-Lo?
I like A-Lo.
A-Lo or J-Rod?
Real close to how I feel about it.
J-Rod?
J-Rod.
J-Rod.
Like that guy from your town that you went to high school with.
Oh, J-Rod.
J-Rod's in town.
Oh, dude, you just ask him, man. He'll get it for you in like 2 days.
J-Rodster.
Yeah, right. You're going down.
Don't ask him where he got it.
You're going to the tiki bar. Like, J-Rod's down there. He hasn't left.
Right.
So we're going to go A-Lo?
It's margarita night. A-Lo. Obviously, I guess the gym made an exception. As far as anyone knows, they were the only two people in the place. But still, there you go. There's a stay-at-home order. And they're at the gym, and let's face it, I'm sure for a lot of people who work out, it's very difficult to miss those routines of going to the gym and trying to stay healthy and eating
correctly. A lot of people are going through stuff. Jesus Christ, who cares?
But you would think
so
that,
what?
You would think that J-Lo and A-Rod would have enough money that wherever they live, they could have like...
They gotta have a mansion in Miami.
I know it. Yes, they have the money for it. They have the stuff.
Look at all the people on, like, look at, I don't know, Russell Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's working out. He's got his own gym. You see him working out with his kid and stuff like that. I mean, he's at home.
Does the kid seem happy? At some point, I'd be like, Dad, come on,
right,
man.
Exactly.
That's your life, not
no
mine.
No more burpees, kid, more burpees.
The kid seems super happy when he's with Russ.
Zap! But either way, you know damn well that...
I'm giving you side effects on that one.
I mean, look. There's videos of the Mariners and guys that are working out in their basement. They have equipment. I mean, my God, you make $1 million, $2 million a year. You got a spare bedroom to at least put a Peloton in the damn
thing. I think
you're
overthinking this. There's a good chance they're stupid. I mean, like, what else is there?
Okay.
You know they got the money.
But you would expect them to be the rule breakers, right?
A-Rod,
they don't conform to normal rules, do they? I mean, in anything...
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
no.
So they get a pass because we didn't expect anything better from
them. We get a pass. J-Lo gets a pass because she looks so good for her age. That's her pass.
Oh, right? I know why she gets her pass.
It's not like everybody goes, oh, she's such a great actress, or wow, I really like her music. I mean, yeah, she's very talented. Don't get me wrong.
But what do you always hear?
But the pass
every
is the
time.
Fact that she's 50 years old and look at that ass, right?
Then they go on, she's also an actress, but it always starts with, yeah,
I mean, look,
right.
One thing I will give A-Rod, he is an obsessive person when it comes to baseball.
Yeah.
He's always had that work ethic. So I bet in his mind, he just reasoned it out and went, well, I got to get this workout in. I know a guy, right, that played when he was a teenager, was very good, right? This was years ago. So they're like on some junior Olympic team. And I want to say they're in Puerto Rico or something. So the guy calls his dad and he goes, Dad, I don't know what's going on. I can't hit the ball right now. And he goes, you got to get some soft toss in. So they balled up socks and taped them up, and they went out like in the middle of this motel and had soft toss, right? And he says, it's crazy. We're the only American team there, and like it's lined with reporters. Now, the reason it was lined with reporters because the other guy with him was A-Rod.
Oh.
So he has a crazy... So I'm saying, like, I bet in his mind, he was like, I've got to get to the gym.
Yeah, without
question. You know? Routine.
We got people commenting. Someone says, as far as the question goes, who broke the rules and did they get away with it? That's always a key, right? She says, my husband is a rule follower. I am not. Now, I used to be, she puts that in quotation marks, meaning I used to be and currently am a notorious concert rule breaker. I used to wait for the right moment, then march down to the floor section like I'm supposed to be there. Works every time. Now, it used to make my husband so mad that he wouldn't talk to me for a few songs. Shockingly, never heard a complaint about the view.
No.
Someone here
says... How about bringing in booze to a concert? I mean, it used to be a little bit easier than it is now, but I mean, there's all kinds of ways where you can sneak stuff in. And the bottom line is, some of those venues don't have hard liquor. If you wanted to bring in something that was like whiskey or vodka,
also
or tequila,
you don't want to spend $25 for a shot. That's the difference. We didn't bring it in because we're trying to be sneaky. It's just more economical. And then someone says, this is for Steve. I just went into the house laughing my ass off, which you said I told my wife about you smoking in the women's room so that they blame the women. That's not entirely why I did it.
Why did you do it?
Hang on.
She didn't. Wait a minute, hang on.
She didn't think it was funny because you said that sounds like something that you would do. I'm an old retired construction worker. I look forward to the afternoons, even though you told me to never call again. It's this, all right? So my first on-air radio gig.
Told me never call again.
Yeah, I don't think we would do that.
I think we would. And so my first on-air radio gig was the station in Baltimore, WLIF. And it played Cher, Phil Collins. What was the song we played? Lady in Red. I mean, Ace of
Saw favorites for the workplace.
At the time that I was there, Ace of Base, I saw The Sign and something from Shania Twain. Dude, I played this stuff all the time, and I hated the music.
Feels Like a Woman?
No, don't impress me much, maybe.
That's the same song. I don't know the lyrics.
Whatever, man. I just knew I had to play the crap, and I would turn down the speakers in the studio, and I'd listen to Metallica and a different set of speakers you could listen to. And I openly told the listeners, they knew, and they thought it was funny that I hated the music so much. And I really did. But one of the things, if you're a smoker, you know, you can't smoke indoors, pretty much universal now, right? So you're a smoker, but all of these songs are only like 3 minutes. It's not like Metallica, bands like Tool, Pink Floyd, they throw you a freaking bone, man. They might hit 7.5 minutes. I'm going to go get a quick smoke. So we're on the 9th floor. You're playing 3 minute songs. You start nick fitting by about 2, because I'm working midnight to 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, you just stop caring. So I got to find somewhere to smoke, because I'm going to lose my mind, and I hate the music, and I know I'm not supposed to do it. There's not a lot of other people here. So the first time I did it, I smoked in the little kitchen and blew my smoke into the toaster.
Blew your smoke so everyone's toast smelled like a cigarette?
Well, that might just be a side effect. The idea is that it smelled like you burned your toast. So I figured, all right, this is too bad, and it's too close to the studio. Where the bathrooms were kind of like the farthest you could be from the studio and still be on the same floor, and it occurred to me. A little light bulb went off. Said, I'm going to smoke in the bathroom, but I'm going to smoke in the women's room, see? So I go into the stall. I would choke down a cigarette. Now, I knew what was happening for 4 months. This was CBS Radio. So they're sending out memos, but only to the women. It never, right? It never occurred to them. Why would you? It's like, hey, we don't know who's doing this in the women's bathroom, but ladies, come on, we have the no smoking policy. You got to stop. And I know that the memos got a little more intense per memo. Like, we have asked you for weeks now. We don't know. So this went on and on. And I'm not
always in there smoking, those women.
Oh, yeah, I smoked the hell out of it.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah, but I mean,
nobody's there.
Yeah, but at the point that I realized that no one's catching on to this, I'm now choking down like 7 smokes a shift, man. I'm just going to the women's room.
It wasn't that far of a walk. It was a 2-flight of stairs.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, no, I was on the 9th floor there.
Oh,
floor.
Okay.
Yeah, so and you don't have time at the elevator. So, yeah, I'm just puffing away. Puffing away in the women's rooms. About 4 months later, there's a guy who's been instrumental in our career early on, not so much now, a guy named Bill Pasha. And at the time, he was terrifying to me. I didn't think he liked me. Still not 100%. But he calls me into his office, has me close the door. I have no idea why. And he leans back in his chair, which he always does before he speaks to you. And he always has a voice about on this level. And he goes, hey, I know you haven't been getting these memos. We've been sending this to all the women at CBS Baltimore to stop smoking in a women's room. I'm like, well, that's a damn stupid thing. He's like, so instead, what I'm going to do, he's saving my ass, but at the time, I don't realize it. I'm going to say to you directly, stop smoking in a women's bathroom. I was like, I don't know who told you that. He's like, nobody has to. He's like, I just looked at the schedule. You're here. It's like, there's no question. It's you. I'm like, all right, dude, it was me. He's like, Jesus Christ, man. I said, but look. Because he said, why didn't you stop soon?
Never been in a woman's bathroom.
I said, because you never sent me the memo. I never saw the memo that said stop because I'm not a woman.
What do they have?
Dude, the other funny part is, like, by the time I started interning for Thrill, their show was the only show left in the old studio. So by then, they were just blatantly smoking cigarettes.
I didn't care.
I think in all the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, by the time I showed up, we were doing shots. There was strippers in the studio. I was talking to Chichi Rodriguez. I was like, this is wild.
Yeah, radio's not like that, but that's how it was. In that moment.
First time I had to walk.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who broke the rules? And did they get away with it or not? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Derek, are you there?
Goodbye, Derek. Oops. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hola.
Scott, was it Hola. You who broke the rules?
It wasn't me directly, but I went to school at Penn State. I actually grew up about 45 minutes north of Morgantown.
All right. Uniontown? Or Washington?
Just north of Uniontown.
You get out of town right now. Seriously? I've met your mom a couple times, I think. I think I'm her age. I used to drive up and we used to hang.
Funny guy.
He's not kidding.
Yeah. That's right. I take her up to the Three Rivers, Century 3 Mall.
Yeah, Penn State, right?
We go shopping at the Bon-Ton, then I nail her in my wills.
She talked about you all the time, Scott.
Yeah. I said, hey, are you Scott's mom?
So, anyway, went to school at Penn State, and my old roommate in the dorm was a former member of a fraternity, and he had gotten kicked out of the fraternity, and he held so much hatred for this fraternity that we would go as a group. There was about 10 of us in our dorm, and we would go and basically crash their frat parties almost on a weekly basis.
Now, did you just go there and take advantage of the booze, or did you cause a scene too?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Proud to say we did both.
I'm kind of down with that. What do you have to do to get kicked?
Normally the plan of attack was we'd have like two or three people create a distraction either with the person at the door or just getting stopped for something, and then the other people would do like a two-pronged end around, or they would come in the other entrance.
I got you.
Okay.
Now, what do you have to do to get kicked out of a fraternity?
From the information that he told me,
okay,
he did not agree with some of the stuff that they did. He thought there was a lot of politics that was going on, and basically he wouldn't put up with their S.
It's a fraternity.
Any organization could be a baseball team. Right. Well, I mean, anytime you get a bunch of people together, there's going to be politics involved. Right.
Well, I don't know if he was partying too hard, but like, yeah, it's a fraternity. There's going to be politics involved. You can get a job in radio. There's politics involved. You can be an architect. There's politics involved. If you leave your home and interact with people, there's probably politics involved, sure. Right?
Yeah, and I'm with you. Like, it's a fraternity.
They kind of make it openly known.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Yeah, there's a lot of politics.
We're going to pick who we want in this group.
What does that tell you?
Think about that for a minute. Like, any other world, you say, like, no. I get to pick who I want based on what I think is important. And you're like, no, you can't do that. That's not, like, an equal opportunity thing. You know what I mean? Like, I just want a bunch of hot brunettes. That's all I want. No men allowed. You think to yourself, well.
Oh, I thought you meant hot brunette men.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Whatever I can get.
Whatever.
There's probably a sorority for that.
For hot brunettes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kappa.
Yeah, but
Alpha,
he can't join.
The Kappa Gammas, I think. Or the Deltas. It depends on where you're
at. Do you have to have a Greek letter?
It's the Greek system.
I know it's the Greek system, but for God, can you be like Theta? That's Greek. You know, I mean, it's just the Kappas or the Kappa Gammas. Nah, man, the Omegas and the Alpha. Like, I just, I don't know.
You can have the Euros.
That would be
a great fraternity.
I had a buddy that just, because, you know, we lived in College Park, University of Maryland.
Sure.
So we both worked at the liquor store, and one night he's like, you want to come over to my place and hang out? I was like, sure. I mean, he's like, here's the deal. I live in a fraternity house, but they didn't have enough members, so he rented a room.
So he's not part of the fraternity.
Right, so it was just weird, because we were like in the living room, and then I forget the guy's name. We'll call him Carl. And she's like, hey, Carl, you got to get out of the living room. We're about to do some stuff down here. And I was like, Carl, what are they doing? He's like, I don't know, man. They're always spanking each other.
Yeah, very homoerotic.
He's like, it's weird. But they were so like strict about it.
Right, you guys.
You can't see what we're about to do. Like, we don't care.
Somebody's walking down the stairs with, like, Crisco, and that guy's got a baseball
bat. I just didn't want to have to sit in his crappy little room.
Right. Like, I really want to be a member of this group who anally penetrates me.
And I weighed 340 pounds at the time. Like, chilling in a dorm room wasn't fun.
No. Who broke the rules, and did they get away with it or not? 844-999-0.
I like your position, though. Hey, man, we don't care.
Yeah, I mean, bro. Look, if I know the secrets, lips are sealed.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Oh man. I would go to the black fraternity parties because I would get invited to them. Now, that's a great conversation starter.
Did you actually get invited to the black fraternity?
I went to a couple of them, yeah. Because my roommate was one.
Did they beat you up every time?
No, they go, who's that? Oh, he's all right, man. He's a punter. He plays football? No, we don't. Yeah, he does. He's a kicker. No, we don't.
Kick the can.
Show him what you can do. Oh, okay. Who broke the rules and did they get away with it or not? 844-999-OLA. Then I got Brandon.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.